Eternity now. We all would love to live in eternity now. But how do we live in eternity now? We can dwell on the concept of the absolute philosopher and sort of consider eternity now, consider how we think about eternity now. How do we dream about eternity now? What makes eternity now something very special and something very specific for us? Eternity now means that there is no tomorrow, and there's no yesterday, and there's no humanness. There is only divineness. We have a difficult time figuring out divineness. We have a very difficult time figuring out how to live in the allness. We have a difficult time trying to figure out what it means. What does it mean for eternity now? In our human thinking, and that's what we've been used to doing all of our life, in our human thinking, we think there has to be a beginning and there has to be an end. There has to be experiences that are realizable and that we understand. But when you're dealing with eternity, you're dealing with an allness principle. You're dealing with something that has no beginning nor end. It has no activity going on in it. It exists as an allness now. And for anything to exist as an allness now is somewhat beyond our comprehension. It's beyond our comprehension because we have not allowed ourselves to think in allness. We've not allowed ourselves to think in the concept that there is no time, there is no space. And we know this. Science has been revealing it to us more and more every day, but we still don't understand it. We still don't understand the cause and effect. We still don't understand how this really works. If you say to somebody, live, and they're in the process of dying, they'll say, I'm ready to go. I'm done. No, live. Live. Live in your eternity. Live in your allness. Live in your isness right now. But I'm ready to let go of this physical body. I'm ready to let go of the human life that I've been leading. I'm ready to let go of that because I am ready now to live in the most magnificent, wonderful fulfillment of everything that is. I am ready to be myself and be it now. One day, we will just stop all of our busy thinking and we'll listen to the divine within ourselves. And the divine within ourselves will reveal the secrets that the masters have wanted to reveal to us throughout all time, but they did not have the vocabulary to reveal it. Revealing nothingness and allness, revealing the now and the isness, revealing these concepts is a very difficult task. It's difficult because they are difficult to be understood, but they're nonetheless true. Are you ready for eternity now? Are you ready for living in an ideal situation that tells you all is now? Are you ready to be imaginative in the allness? Are you ready to be imaginative in the now? Do you need to have something that is something you're familiar with, something that's human, something that gives you a sense of touch, taste, the five senses? Are you finding that necessary to be part of your life? If you are, it will be a very difficult task stepping into the eternity now, but it can be done. When you're ready to step into eternity now, you'll find that all of your values of your virtues of curiosity will fade away. All of your attitudes of wanting to know why and how things work fade away, and you will live in an isness attitude where everything exists and everything is. And because everything is and everything exists, you are one as all that exists. And that's just the way it works. That's just the way life is. We'll talk more on eternity now, but think about it for a while. It's very exciting, and it's something that is very fantastic for you and for me.